Good morning, Imani. Good morning. Are you happy to be in the house this morning?
Yes, sir.
Indeed, it's a pleasure. It's a pleasure to see each and every one of you here in the house of the Lord. And it's so happy to see Sister Brooks. She has been missing for a few weeks. God has been with her. And I'm sure many of us have called her, tried to call her, went and see her, and she's here this morning rejoicing in the wonderful name of Jesus. Amen. And so that is something to be excited about. Amen. And this morning, I want to take this opportunity to welcome each and every one to the house of the Lord. There is no place else that you could find yourself than to be in the house of the Lord this morning. And so you're here this morning with one aim in mind, and that is to give glory to God. And so first, welcome one and all to the house of the Lord. Heaven is rejoicing to see you all here this morning worshiping our Creator and King. We have a few people that are visiting for the first time. We want to recognize you this morning. But before I do that, I want to mention one individual, Payne. I don't know if you remember Payne. But Payne is a gentleman that baptized in one of our crusades a couple of years ago. And he called me up a couple weeks ago, well, a couple months ago, and we've been back and forth on the phone, and he wanted to come, and I tried to direct him where the church is, but he never made it. Yesterday, he called me. I got a call from a number I didn't recognize, and I didn't answer the call, and I played the message, and it was Payne. Called me. He said, man, we've been missing for a while, and I want to come to church. He has expressed that from day one. He wanted to find the church, and he wanted to come to church. And this morning, Payne is here, and we are rejoicing to know that he's here with us this morning. So welcome back, Payne, you know. Amen. And then we have Michelle, who is visiting with us for the first time. Amen. Welcome to the house of the Lord. Heaven is rejoicing to see you. And then we have brother and sister Bond, who is here with us as well, and their son. Would you please stand? Amen. Amen. Is there any other one for the first time that we didn't get your name or recognize? Please stand. Could you give us your name, sir? And Benjamin. Where are you visiting from? Amen. Wonderful. Amen. It's good to have you with us this morning. I'm sorry? Pat and Jasmine. Amen. Wonderful.
The ancient Jews, they had no pharmacies. But they had this place, a valley that they called Gilead. And the doctors of the day, whenever you're sick, they will prescribe a certain herb for you. And they will tell you, go down to the valley of Gilead, and they will order, whatever he orders, they will give it to you for your illness. And the prophet said one time that the people got so sick. And he said a question, a rhetorical question, is there no balm in Gilead? Is there no physician there? Why aren't my people's illness healed? I want to tell you today that there is a balm in Gilead. I want to tell you today that there is a great physician here. I want to also tell you that this physician has interdisciplinary skills, meaning that whatever your problems are, whatever ails you today, whatever challenges you so much that even in this place of worship, you can't concentrate on the worship because your mind is distracted. He is saying, bring that to me. He is saying, bring that to me. Today I want you to be selfish. I want you to only think about yourself. I want you to only think about the stuff that's bothering you, that's affecting your life, that is challenging you. And I want you to bring it to Jesus. He says, cast all of your cares upon me, and I will give you rest. So let us reverently and prayerfully think about the thing that's bothering you the most. And I'm going to give you a few minutes. I'll give you a minute to talk about the Lord, to talk to the Lord about what's bothering you. What desires did he put inside of you that you have not realized yet? And you want to be more like him, so you want his spirit to make your dreams reality. You can talk to him about those. If it is that you're sick physically and you've tried the doctors and they only partially heal you, cast those cares upon him. If it is that you have irrational fears, there's no reason really for you to be afraid, but you have irrational fears. It's bordering on psychotic. You can cast those fears on him also. Financial problems. Heavenly Father, you have made us, Lord, and you know every fiber of our being. You know the things that are real and the things that are not real. You know the situations that we find ourselves in. Some of it was of our own making, our own violation of the laws of health and the poor way of thinking and the challenges that face us. But we are so glad, Heavenly Father, that you have said to us, cast all our cares upon you because you care for us. We come to church today and we are all dressed up. We're clothes looking clean and nice, and our perfume, the fragrance fills this place. Heavenly Father, we pray that you would make our hearts smell and our lives as good as we look and our thoughts as sweet as we smell. But only you can do this, Heavenly Father. Only the presence of your spirit can come in to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit. Heal us in these places and let it blossom and fill our hearts, our neighborhoods, our homes, and our church. Oh, Heavenly Father, you have invited us. We are no good of ourselves, but you told us if we come to you, you will make all things right. So, Heavenly Father, take your scalpel and do your surgery. Be the balm in Gilead. Be the great physician. We have been disappointed by some of these doctors that takes our money, Heavenly Father, but the healing is limited because their profession is limited. Oh, Heavenly Father, that baby that was born before its due time, stand by the bedside, Father. Heal the mother and the baby. Keep away bleeding in the brain. Keep away accidents by the doctors. Keep away all manner of diseases because you have the power too. So that baby will come to this place to see. sing your praise out aloud because you have done great things. Oh, Heavenly Father, there are others in this place. There are others in this place who they're not sick physically or mentally, but the challenges of life have made us slip into depression. And if the truth be known, our smiles are just a cover for the deep pain that we feel. Oh, Heavenly Father, make us genuine. Let your Spirit come and give us joy in our hearts so that our smiles might be really what we feel on the inside. Take control of this service today. This pastor that has been assigned from the creation of time to speak to us today, send your Spirit to keep its appointment so that her words would be words that fit in the right place at the right time for the right people and the right circumstances. We thank you in advance for what you're going to do. Thank you for hearing. For we present these things in the name of our great physician, Jesus, the Son of God. In Jesus' name, amen.